it?
Because I know we have so much to do at this time. Now, the angels said, I bring you news of great joy. News of great joy. No wonder that this is the most wonderful time of the year, right? The most wonderful time of the year. You know, the atmosphere is so electrifying, so magical. Everybody becomes sweeter. Hearts are opened to receive and to give, right? Hearts are open to receive and to give. And that is the wonderful thing about Christmas. You know, everybody is wishing everyone Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's all about goodwill. All about goodwill. So right now, can we really stand? Can we stand and wish everyone Merry Christmas? Yeah, Merry Christmas. You know, we are going to sing it. We are going to sing it. We are going to sing it and probably move around to shake hands. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Navidad. Merry Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Have your seat. This is truly the right moment to reflect on the incarnation. Incarnation, the fact that God, the second person, the beloved Son of the Father, took human flesh and became man for our sake. For our sake. It's a beautiful time to really talk about it because now people are more attentive, hearts become softened, more flexible, and ready to receive. So, therefore, our reflection will dwell on the nativity scene, with particular reference made to the shepherds mentioned in the nativity story. Throughout the season of Advent, the prophet Isaiah spoke of Jesus, the Messiah, and of his special mission to the whole world. He called Jesus many names, very wonderful names, powerful names, Wonder Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And he goes on to speak about this babe who is going to bring an end to war and at the same time establish a worldwide peace. Now, who could be this one coming with such power? Speaking about the babe, capable of defeating any army in the world, bringing freedom and peace to the whole world. And here comes the surprise. The prophet tells us that he is a mere child, a babe newly born. But where can he be found? There. He is no other than this babe we see lying on the crib, the one about whom the angel said to Joseph and Mary, "You must call him Jesus because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins." You know, every time we celebrate Christmas, we are constantly reminded that this babe has come and he is in our midst and he is the power of God with us. And then for us as individuals for whom he came, it's our responsibility, our obligation to ask and say, he actually came for me as an individual. He came. He is the Father's priceless gift to me as an individual. In other words, the Father has come to me with his power, his powerful presence to assist me in my life. Now, the question I should even ask myself is, what impact has Jesus' presence in the world done for me as an individual? Because it's a gift. You have every right to refuse the gift. You have every right to accept this gift. But he remains because it's not going to go away. So in my life, because I know there are people who may have passed through this life without receiving this gift or allowing that to have a positive impact in their life. But he remains. So every Christmas is also always an opportunity for us to renew our awareness and to receive him. Thank God that God came as a baby. You know, he came as a baby because he wants to be accessible to everyone. You know how babies are. Anybody can reach a baby. If he had come as an adult, maybe that would be more scary and intimidating. But he came as a baby to tell us that everybody is free to reach him. Everybody is free to touch him. Everybody is accessible to him. And he continues to do so because he has to be born in your heart as a baby and then grows into maturity. Now, coming into the world to save us has the following way of looking at it. It says that his coming is to free all men and women from the most ruthless of all tyrants, and that is the devil himself, who comes in many ways. And another one is to break the chains of sin that rendered men and women slaves. You know, we can be slaves to sin, especially when we become addicted to certain things that are not pleasing to God, and we are helpless in such situations. Only him, because he is the power of God. That's why we need him. He is the power of God in our midst. And then he goes on to say that his coming will bring men and women the light they would need to find their way back to God. Yeah, he is the only light. We all live in darkness. This is the valley of darkness. And that's why the reading said today that for those who live in darkness, a great light has shone. Those who live under the shadow of death, we all constantly live under the shadow of death. We are being threatened from every corner by death, one kind of death or the other. But he has come to deliver us from all of this, to give us light, so that we begin to see what these different deaths are like and how we can maneuver our way, how we can navigate around them and find freedom, liberation, and joyful spirit. And then he goes on to say that he will fill the heart of everyone with God's own joy and peace. This is no small task. It is a task that needs all the wisdom and the power of God. And Jesus, this child, apparently so weak, lying in the manger, longs to carry it out and carry it out in us every day too. From being born that night, Jesus actually began his work of salvation right away. He began it with the shepherds. Shepherds at the time of Jesus did not enjoy good reputation, living as they did most of the time in the countryside with their flocks. They seldom attended the synagogue or observed the Sabbath rest. They were ignorant of the law of Moses and even careless to observe its prescriptions. They were considered thieves, and so they often were. It was with such people that Jesus began his work of salvation on being born. So what did Jesus offer to the shepherds? The process began this way. First, Jesus gave them light. He, you know, pointed the light of grace, the light of heaven, into their darkness. And that enabled them to realize that they were actually in darkness. Because oftentimes we don't know that they were actually in darkness. And they begin to receive the light of heaven that helped them to respond with such faith. We are told that the glory of the Lord showed around them. It was not just ordinary light, just showed around them. It showed bright in front of their eyes, of course, but it showed still brighter within their own hearts. Then Jesus gave them the next thing. He gave them joy. I bring you news of great joy, said the angel. Yes, that joy that emanates from within. It comes from within, from self-knowledge, from new awareness. They had never experienced such joy before. Then Jesus gave them what? Peace. Peace follows. There is nothing we all need in this world more than peace. Peace is everything. Every other thing is within it. Peace. So Jesus gave them peace. When the angel said, peace to men whom God loves. God loves them even more precisely because they were despised by men. Did Jesus ask something from the shepherds? He did. Jesus asked from them faith. Because faith is important here. Faith is required. Jesus tested their faith in the message he gave them. He said to them, here is a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. They had never seen him before, but a babe for that matter. So it requires some kind of faith. And look at the circumstances surrounding the babe, you know, born in a manger. Ordinarily, one would ask how this can be possible. Could a babe in a manger be the savior of the world? To be born in a manger is a sign of belonging to a very poor family and of nothing better. Isn't that the strange way it goes with our God? He usually manifests himself and his power in what the world considers insignificant, weak, and small. Yes, when you look at our journey through life, even as Catholics, there are some of these signs around us. The signs of the Eucharist we celebrate, the signs of the baptism we celebrate, the sign of the sacrament of matrimony, of wedding we celebrate. These are all signs of God's presence, but it requires faith on our part to receive them and for them to become something positive that can help us in our salvation. However, that night the angel went away and the light disappeared altogether. The shepherds could have protested, saying, angel, please do not go away. Show us the way to the child. But they didn't do that because they instantaneously believed. So they hurried away and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And because they believed, Jesus went on with his work of saving them. The shepherds went back to their flocks and to their hard life, but their life will never be the same again. Truly, the birth of Jesus was for them the beginning of their own salvation. Like the shepherds, we too are presented by Jesus with a gift today. It is the gift of him. But in exchange for this unique gift, which is himself, Jesus demands something from us too, as he did from the shepherds. The Apostle Paul, in the second reading, puts Jesus' request as follows. Give up everything that does not lead to God. Have no ambition than to do good always. A positive response to that requires faith on our path. It does not matter where it's coming from. It requires faith. It is all about welcoming this babe into our lives and allowing him to lead us on daily basis. He is the power of God with us, and with him we can transform situations for the better. Our own personal situations, he will help us to do that because we're going to walk hand in hand with him. And of course, the situations around us. Christmas ought to be for us all a feast to pass from slavery to freedom. or liberation from war, because oftentimes we are at war either with each other or with one another or with our environment or situation, from war to peace, from darkness to light. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Anybody who follows me will have the light of life. He will not walk in darkness. He will not walk in darkness and will not stumble. And it will also lead us from sadness to joy. You know, the greatest gift of Christians is a joyful spirit. Rejoicing at the thought of all that Jesus had done and will continue to do to save us, I want to say at this point, again, a very merry Christmas to you all.